Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Ruskin and Zach, and National Keep Your Head on a Swivel Day.
Why is that?
It's April 1st.
Oh, it's April Fool's Day. That's right.
Yeah, you gotta be out there. You gotta be vigilant today. They'll get you. So be very careful out there. Maybe we'll get you with some goodies today. I don't know. Maybe. I haven't prepared anything, but that's never stopped us before.
No. Happy Bobby Petrino Day.
Oh, yeah. 12 years ago today.
Yeah. I wonder if he's celebrating today.
I don't know.
I doubt it. But
he's, I mean, I would give you the stock answer with, well, he's very busy.
He's very busy. Very planning busy, out the fourth and ones.
Installing the offense. He's very busy. Right. That's right.
I wonder how much of the offense they have installed.
Yeah. Could you give us a percentage on that?
Percentage-wise, yeah. DQ, how much do you think they have installed? Morris only got to 30%.
At least 60.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's been a productive spring then.
Wow. DQ's here. Not wearing any controversial opposing teams colors or whatever.
I think during baseball season, you may have to tone it down.
I got a dirty comment at Target the other day, apparently.
Did you?
Yeah. On Friday.
Oh, yeah?
When I was in the LSU shirt, I didn't even hear it. It was my sister who told me, but apparently some guy yelled at me in the parking lot, like LSU, a bunch of losers.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is not... Now, this person doesn't know you, so you could have been an LSU fan visiting our city.
Yeah.
What a terrible way to greet a visitor to our town that's spending money in our community here.
I didn't even hear them.
Think about the recruiting.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's another part of it.
Apparently, my sister looked at him and said, it's not that serious. I am completely oblivious to this entire interaction, apparently. I don't know what I was doing.
Well, what happens is, as we get older, our hearing begins to fail.
Yeah, I don't know what was happening.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Oh,
it's a hearing failing moment there.
Now,
yeah.
Would you have been more offended by that, telling you somebody saying that the team that you were wearing sucks, or a cat call?
Oh, gosh. Probably a cat call.
Okay.
But also, at the same night, because... We went to dinner for my sister's birthday, and it's one of those, you sit at the grill type of place, and a lady across from the other grill, so basically, she was far away, she was asking if we were here for the game or if we were from here, and it was too complicated to explain the joke from her yelling across the two grills, so I was just like, no, we're not here for the game. I felt like I was rude, but I didn't want to have to explain the joke.
See, DQ, you don't want to wear stuff in public where you have to explain the joke in more than like a paragraph. You know what I mean? You got to...
Yeah, it was poor planning on my part. I forgot we were going to
Now, DC points out, what'd you expect? According to Jerry, you have single-handedly ruined recruiting for the whole sports program.
I didn't even... I don't know.
Can we play that? I got it here. Hold on.
Yeah, sure.
Let's all jog our memories. Let's stroll down memory lane, not Magnolia Lane, but memory lane. And here is what we were. Here's what happened here.
Hey, got a question. In the afternoon, the only thing we can pick up down here in Fort Smith is the Ruskin and Zach show or whatever. But if you ever listen to it, and especially if a possible recruit's listening to it. They slam Arkansas, their coaches, just the whole program. and this DQ girl, she makes it a point to wear the opposing team's jersey, you know, game day or whatever. Like the other day, she was wearing the Missouri sweatshirt. You know, right, you know, it's like they're wanting to hate on the Razorbacks to make it public. And if the recruits listening to this, I mean, how do you think the recruits going to feel if there's a radio show that's just slamming our program? It seems like this radio program just hates Razorbacks. You know, the Zacharias.
Just a couple things I would say. One, I'm not sure how many of the recruits are listening to radio programs these days.
Zero.
Phil's response is priceless. I can only imagine. I don't know if he was on camera that particular day, but he probably rolled his eyes so far on the back of his head, they may have thought he was, you know, having some sort of a moment of some kind.
Yeah.
A medical episode.
So to recap, Chris and Poto points out DQ hates restaurant patrons, yelling Arkansas fans, and recruiting.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that fair?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about the recruit.
And then you had, I have another one here.
Oh, boy.
So it's not just us. This is what Dan Hurley, the UConn coach, said about his own fans following their victory in the Elite Eight to go to another Final Four.
And our fan base, again, is obnoxious as on social, so everyone hates us.
Okay, so it's not us. It's not just us.
No.
It's everybody. No. Every fan is obnoxious as bleep on social. I think he said it correctly. He said it better than any of us could ever say it, so... Thank you, Dan Hurley, for doing the Lord's work there. Now, you can join us on the McClarty Daniel Hotline. Tell us how bad we suck at 866-285-4005.
We haven't done this in a while. If you would mind just texting in on the McClarty Daniel Hotline to tell us we suck and DQ's ruining recruiting, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's right. I'd rather hear your voice, though. I mean, it's a little more personal.
Personal. That'd be great.
You know, anybody can hide behind a keyboard or a phone, but, you know, it takes some gumption to get in here and say it to our... Well, not to our face, but you know what I mean. Well, I guess you are saying it to our face if you're watching on TV or whatever.
Bald people, Tawny Town, ankle socks, and upstairs neighbors. Also things DQ hates.
Yeah, you know, we had a big campaign, you know, big on Tawny Town, and that all got blown up last week. So, I mean, that's a multi-$100 campaign. This went down the tubes.
Weston Springdale, who's DQ hate today? And I need to know who I'm beefing with today. It's apparently Target patrons down in Fayetteville, because she knows the people there.
Yeah.
Hates the callers, too.
You know, DQ, if you'd have gone to Target in Rogers, this would have never happened.
Yeah, would never have.
Yeah,
because, you know, they're more polite people in Benton County than in Washington or Washington County. So that's what it is here. Anyway, Arkansas does sweep Louisiana State University over the weekend in baseball. I still am reticent to, let's see. Let's pick a date here.
When's the Kentucky series?
Kentucky series is in May.
Call me after the three, after that weekend series.
We'll call you May 6th.
Where is that series? Is it here or there?
It's in Lexington, Kentucky.
Call me after that. You'll have a pretty good barometer where you are.
Well, yeah, by then there's only six games left in the regular season.
I'm just saying. I mean, you say this 1,000 times. Regular season doesn't matter.
No, that's true.
It is about the postseason, and you'll have a really good idea where you are nationally after that series.
They have played two top 25 RPI teams, and they are 1-1. So, it's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It'll do. It'll hang. What are they, 23-3? I think I looked today, Kentucky's 24-4. So, yeah, hey, we're heading for a collision there. Kentucky, Arkansas, collision course.
Yeah, that'd be, that's right.
It'd be fun.
Collision course.
Yeah, DQ hates mashed potatoes, too.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Let's see here. Anyway, I got a lot of stuff over here. We got we did the Dan Hurley thing.
Mm-hmm. He wore his Red Dragon underwear all weekend.
Did
right?
he? I didn't check. I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I figured Tracy Wilson would have asked. She's out of questions,
right? By this point,
she's completely out of questions for Dan Hurley. So
I mean, they've chatted in the middle of, at halftime and after a game. So that's what 2-4. That's like 12 conversations. And then if they did one of those like pregame deals that they run on the pregame show, they've talked 15 times.
Yeah.
So she's got to walk up to him and be like, you got anything? Yeah, I don't know.
How's the thyroid? That's kind of where you are.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
The tournament is here. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contest out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to Bet Online today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. The game starts here.
Skeeter's text, and he is correct. It's something that we talked about earlier. SEC's got another banner that they can hang.
Yeah, yes.
University of Missouri DQ. You can wear your Mizzou stuff tomorrow. The University of Missouri has made their second consecutive Final Four appearance in chess, and this year they won it.
Yes.
Oh, good for them.
So the SEC is now chess champions.
We know chess too, Paul. We know chess and football.
Well, I'll tell you what. Since Eli got there, boy, they got that thing going, don't they? They got that thing going. Football's going. Chess is going.
Yeah, look at this. Mm-hmm. Look at this. League's awesome.
Love the league.
I thought Tennessee got screwed by the refs yesterday, but that's just I'm a league guy.
You're
I got the league guy now. I got the league flag on here, draped in it. And, you know, I thought Alabama did a great job. I was rooting like heck for Tennessee, though, as a league guy, you know, wrapped in the flag. You think this league could get 12 teams in the baseball postseason?
Should have them all. Every team should make
it.
Well,
you can't put Missouri in. I mean, we've got to look somewhat legitimate. But you think they can get 12 in?
Sure,
I think
why
they
not?
Can.
Yeah. I think so. No word from the commissioner of the SEC, Greg Sankey, on the chess championship.
Well, he's just a hater. He doesn't like Missouri.
Absolutely hates the league.
Yeah, that's right.
But congratulations to the University of Missouri chess champions. The Fighting Tigers are your 2024 chess champions. So,
way to go. They know chess, Paul. They know chess. It's pretty good. Let's see here. Yeah, so...
Yes.
Hey, Rick, here's a text on the McClarty Daniel hotline. Did Mizzou use the Queen's Gambit or the English opening?
Well, it looks, and you're not going
to
believe this.
Was it bishop to rook 9? Did they do that?
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the...
Read me move by move, please.
I'm looking at the University of Missouri chess team roster.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Their captain.
Is it co-ed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's co-ed. Their captain. Now, he's not called the captain. He's called the grandmaster.
Okay.
Mikhail Antipov. He's from Moscow, Russia.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Luka Budislavic. He's from Bulgaria. He is a grandmaster. Oh, excuse me, Serbia. He's a grandmaster as well. He's just.
You mean there's no one from Joplin on the team?
Nope. Now, Mikhail graduates.
Carthage not represented?
Mikhail graduates this year. He's got an MBA, and he'll be moving on. So it appears as though Luka will be sliding into that grandmaster spot.
All
he's
right.
just a sophomore. Looks like he's 93 years
grandmaster
old.
Grandmaster Luka.
Yep. Oh, okay. Now, Dora Dekashani, she is from the United States.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, there you go. But is a transfer from St. Louis University.
Gosh, they hit the portal.
The portal, man. They are
chess
killing
portal.
It in the portal.
Wow, look at that.
Now, there's Belislava Krastiva.
Yes.
She is from Bulgaria.
All right.
She also has transferred in. And then the youngest member of their team, Grigory Oparin. He's from Russia as well.
All right.
So
a couple of Russians, a couple of Bulgarians, and an American.
Yeah, he transferred in, too, from a school in Bulgaria. So
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that... Oh, wait, excuse me. I did not mean, I can't say that. His name's Harshit Raja. He's from India. He is, then they've got some bench players. Ariana.
Oh, I see.
Utaskaya. Wow.
Now, if it's a blowout, do you let some of those guys in to get some experience for next year's tournament?
Yeah, I mean, you go to the table. You go to the table. Everybody
That's
taps
right.
it.
You call a rolling timeout. Right. Timeout. just roll it over. Just roll it over and let the subs come in. Play on.
Joe in Centerton just finding out there's a top 10 ranking for chess. Actually, Joe, the SEC is the chess, I mean, the center of the chess world right now, at least intercollegiately.
Darn right they are.
Well, there's a chess ranking system on the computer. Like, you can play and you'll get a ranking in the world. The computer, there's a whole deal about ranking chess and whatnot.
Abner points out the Razorback chess team would pull better recruits if DQ would start wearing Arkansas stuff.
That's right, yes. And if they would, quit playing checkers.
Right.
You know?
Right.
the other thing.
Right.
Our team practices at the Cracker Barrel right there on the front porch. that's where they do their work. That and the T game, with the T's and the triangle.
Does the chess team get an NIL? I would think so.
Yeah, that's right. I get something.
Here's somebody who says the sixth man on Mizzou's chess team is definitely from Neosho. I don't
the glue
think
guy.
So. Glue guy. Glue, no,
glue
I don't
guy from
so.
Neosho. Or woman. It's a co-ed team.
Abner says the college chess has become unwatchable since they implemented VAR. That's a soccer joke. That's funny.
That's pretty good.
That's very funny.
Yeah. Is the hook and hold an actual chess move?
I don't know.
Unlike in basketball where it's illegal, can you the hook and the hold with
now,
the knight.
Sankey's now petitioning for more bids for the league in the chess tournaments.
This is all to me more real than club hockey. It's real. It's real.
It's on the official University of Missouri website.
Wake me when you make the Frozen Four. All right, then we'll have something. Okay,
you have to be an actual team,
right?
First.
Exactly,
and part of anyway.
Quinnipiac got knocked off. We will have a new champ in the Frozen Four next weekend. So that's pretty good. I don't know where the Frozen Four is this time, but we'll have a new champion.
Bob
pretty
and
exciting.
Branson with a great question. Do you think the chess champions played travel ball?
Oh, yeah. That's a year-round thing. Absolutely. No, of course they are. Yeah, they're playing travel ball. They're playing on the computer. I mean, they're playing a nonstop chess. Probably got multiple games going at the same time.
Are these normal chess issues?
Yeah, I think so. No. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, something like that. We have normal.
league now claiming yet another title. Yeah. But no word from Sankey on the chess championship.
By the way, we just received word from the SEC. They'll be honoring SEC legend Boris Spassky at the upcoming SEC baseball tournament. So,
well, Big Blue, too, the computer.
Oh, that's right, yes.
the computer
Watson.
Will be honored as well.
Boris Spassky. Mm-hmm. He played chess. You see, I could have went Bobby Fischer. That's too easy. I don't like to go for the easy one. I like to drill deeper. I like to go where you get in there in the weeds.
Mongo says you've been running off recruits and players from the major sports. Now we're running off chess prospects.
I bet there is a chess club over there. I don't know how much they win, but I bet there is a chess club over there. What do you think? There a chess club over
there? Oh, yeah, there definitely is.
I'm doing the... Give me some time.
What's it called?
Oh, no, here they are.
UREC? Is that what they call it?
Arkansas chess.
Yeah, UREC.
UREC. UREC, yeah.
I don't know
so what you're telling me is Arkansas doesn't take chess seriously.
Well, so is the Missouri chess team a club or a team? So
this is an NCAA championship, I believe.
So then I don't know if the U of A has a team. I think they have a club.
Their head coach is Christian Chirilla. It is at chess.missouri.edu.
I'll tell you what.
It's on their website.
Let's drop men's basketball and get chess. Let's do that. It'd be cheaper, and you could get good at it pretty quickly with all that money.
Here they are offering scholarships.
See, look at there.
Look at this. Mizzou's chess team offers competitive scholarships for titled players. They're only recruiting 5 stars. Thanks to a generous partnership between the St. Louis Chess Club and the University of Missouri.
Oh, they got us a pipe. They got a pipeline there.
You got to have a 3.0 or higher. DQ, you're out. Respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence. That's what they're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of smack do you talk while playing chess? That's a great question from Jason.
It's a great,
on our,
great question.
On our Hit That Line Facebook page. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. Call that a Queen's Gambit, please.
MA would like to know what kind of tailgating there is at a chess tournament. Lots of mom water.
Yeah, a lot of cheese. Mm,
oh, definitely. A lot of cheese, grapes.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Red and green grapes.
Yeah. Also, like soccer, I feel like in a long chess match, the juice box or the little pouch of applesauce would provide an excellent quick nourishment, a quick snack. while you're in the middle of a long game and, you know, they keep hitting that clock thing and it's going back and forth, whatever they call it. I don't know. The clock thing. You know what it is. We need one of those in here. Oh, the chess clock.
Yeah. And I'm looking up the chess recruiting rankings. Oh, here we go.
It's 247. Is that on three?
Hang on. I've got the top 20. Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
Is the SEC dominating?
No. Missouri's one. University of Texas Rio Grande is two. Oh, St. Wow. Louis, Texas Tech. The University of Texas Dallas. The University of Chicago. Maryland, Baltimore County.
Oh, UMBC. They beat Virginia.
Webster University.
Oh, I thought that was an online school. I didn't know it was a real school.
They are apparently the... Whew. All right. Congratulations to Mizzou.
That's right. I love chess talk here on...
It's riveting.
It really is.
Another thing that Missouri is excelling at.
Oh, man.
Here's a text out of the 479. Where do I apply to be a chess bagman?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Hey, it's not just us.
Uh-huh.
I was, you know, people were talking over the weekend about this NIL situation, and like, they won't tell anybody where the money goes. It's not just you. You remember, you're like, where's the money going? Uh-huh. They won't tell anybody.
No.
Like regular fans are like, well, where's the money going? Oh, you know, they hem and haw and, you know, they
did they tell, the did they hem and haw to someone about where the money goes?
Yeah. They wouldn't tell them. Yeah. So you don't know, or I mean, I guess you can't earmark it for certain things.
No, it goes into a big fund, and they know how to do it. No. They know how to spend it.
No, I don't like that idea. I don't like that at all.
Well, then you don't have to give.
And I like oversight.
As long as you, yes, that's what the government. No, that's a bad example. that's the way it was supposed to work. Was you were supposed to have some oversight, and you know. Didn't work great.
Like if I won this, is this Powerball still up for grabs or
DQ?
Whatever it is?
You've never bought a lottery ticket?
I'm not sure.
One of them is, I think, still available or something like that. Hold on here. Oh, yeah. Tonight is the $1 billion Powerball drawing. Okay. Up to $1 billion. I would take the annuity, but that's just me.
Why?
Because I'd like to be paid, you know, however many. I think I could survive on...
Yeah, but what if
$10 million for 30 years?
What if they go out of business?
Listen, I know where I live. I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm just saying, give me the money. I'll blow it my way.
That's like go working in healthcare and going, well, what if everybody's ever well? That's not going to happen. I mean, come on. Please. Yeah. Where is the thing on the payout here? I mean, it's $1 billion. The lump sum is $484 million. But then you got to deal with all the people bothering you and the whole, you know, the whole situation there. All right, we got a chess call here. For this?
Yes.
We'll get back to the lottery in a moment. John and Rogers is with us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Yes, John.
Hey guys, this chess thing is really interesting. My contribution would be, I have heard, I don't know the citation or the reference, but I've heard that these chess players could lose 10 pounds in a single weekend from the just the sheer mental onslaught that they have to take.
Really?
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you, John. Lose 10 pounds in a weekend. Wow.
Huh. Okay.
Thank you, John, for that contribution.
He said he was a professor at Euler, so he'd really? Know.
Oh, okay. Really? Wow.
Okay. How's Euler's chess team?
I don't know.
The best in the state.
He didn't mention it.
I mean,
I don't know. I just want to see what the dadgum payout is on this lottery, and they don't make that.
What's the number?
The number is $1 billion.
Billion flat?
It's what estimated a jackpot, $1 billion.
It's a lot of money.
It is. It is. But what I'm saying is, okay, so let's say, like, you want to. I'll give you $20 million, but I want it to go only to football players. You couldn't do that?
No.
Well, then I'll just take my money elsewhere.
That's correct.
Where's a school I could give to where in my NIL contribution after I win the lottery that would say, you only want to spend it on football? Right this way. Ole Miss? Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
I think it would be my duty as the villain, the most hated man in Arkansas, if I did win the lottery, to give to Ole Miss. I think that would be my duty.
That would be right? your duty? All
right. I think that would be my my obligation, right?
Mongo says he needs to play chess the next three weekends.
Okay.
I looked it up.
He's dropping 30 pounds.
I looked it up. Apparently, during these tournaments, they can burn 6,000 calories a day.
Really?
So
with their brain?
They can lose 2 pounds a day.
Wow. Bailey brings up a good point. Are we just going to gloss over the fact a sitting professor listens to this?
Hey, man, we got judges, cops. We got it. We got everybody. People in the church listen. Like,
this is an educator.
Well, he works at a college.
He's an educator.
Crazy.
He's an educator. He has a class, and his job is to educate the children in that class. Mm. He's an educator. Now we've got cops. We've got judges. Yeah. We've got the mayor of Barling.
Yeah.
We've got politicians.
Major politicians.
Yeah, you need more political figures.
We really do. We need to grow our influence.
In your pocket.
How can we get more political power that we can wield aimlessly here from this
platform? If you're a sitting council member, call in 866.
But we need one from this district.
Oh, okay.
Because we can't influence the other districts.
Yeah. Although we could get someone from the other district. Because, you listen on the internet or whatever.
Right.
Maybe if our station doesn't necessarily carry it, it's fine. All right. I like this. I like where we are positioned.
It's terrible.
Judges,
got
cops,
network engineers professors. That listen too.
What? Network engineers.
A lot of equipment operators. Okay, now that's our crowd. Now, if you're willing to run something over with heavy machinery, you're one of us.
And if you've been in jail, I mean,
yes. So the politicians, welcome in.
Yeah, well, I mean, most of them should be in jail, but if they're not already, so yeah, that's a good crowd. That's a good crowd. Huh.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Well, here is the update. So you will now, moving forward, be able to get free weekly columns from one Clay Henry on hitthatline.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost you $0.
0.0.
His first one is up right now on hitthatline.com. Thoughts on the open scrimmage on Saturday with spring football. Mm. And we will talk to Clay about this coming up next hour here on Ruskin and Zach. But Clay Henry will be writing a column once a week on hitthatline.com completely free to the people. Is that
what's your favorite dream? Excluding sex or anything like that.
Oh. But-
So you can get this this content on hitthatline.com. Starting today.
All right.
And so you can check it out there, and we'll talk to him about that coming up here in a little bit.
Can we do our spring practice update? You know, they had the big scrimmage over the weekend.
They did. I was pouring over the stats, right. Actually.
Oh, were you? Okay.
Oh, I was, yes.
Right. Well,
I think Singleton should be the quarterback.
Sam
that's
Pittman
my
addressed
opinion.
The media about the scrimmage.
Offensive line issues, back issues, running route issues, tight end issues. I don't know.
Oh,
I hate him.
Oh, man. That was a bad
DQ.
One. Sam Pittman catching a stray from DQ.
This is AI.
You wait till I get that AI to bark.
Yeah, we got to work on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you wait.
It'll just say bark, bark, bark. It won't actually make the noise, I guess.
So you were pouring over the stats.
No, I was pouring over. I think Singleton should be the quarterback, Zach. Yeah. That's what I think.
Really?
I mean, he completed the most passes on Saturday.
A lot of scoring?
A lot of scoring. Yeah.
When's the last time I scored?
Well, there's a lot of scoring going on, and it was something. You know, I'm an untrained observer, although I didn't observe any of it. But Clay was there, so we'll talk to him about all this stuff coming up here in about an hour or so. Abner has a crush on Kim Mulkey. So
Boy. Ooh. Isn't there a name for that? It's not Stockholm Syndrome or Florence Nightingale. Just stupid?
Is that what? No, I don't know. Okay. There's a lid for every pot, Zach.
Bob points,
he's a man of the cloth, and Abner.
Bob points out in the Sam Pittman soundbite he forgot head coach issues.
Oh, boy. Well, I want to ask Clay, does it seem like that the groundwork is being placed for Bobby Petrino to complete a coup and be the head coach in waiting after they fire Sam? Say,
let's make a touchdown for help.
Yeah, that sounds like a leader to me.
Absolutely. I'd follow
there's
that.
A guy who will never say, I don't know, in a press conference.
Follow that man anywhere.
That's right. All the way to the abyss. So maybe we'll see. And this is, of course, the 12th anniversary of the motorcycle ride that changed so many lives.
Hold on, Derek, I'm getting a word from the universe. They don't want us talking about that.
Oh, they don't?
No.
So 12 years ago today, let me tell you a story.
Absolutely nothing happened.
Let me tell you a story about a man and a motorcycle.
It was 2 years ago. I found the thread. I think it was on WooPig. I found
this,
the thread, and it was in real time.
Yep.
Like, as it was being discovered, what had happened and all this stuff. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, just the arc of that whole day was unbelievable.
It's the biggest, the two biggest stories of my lifetime are winning the championship, which happened 30 years ago this week, the basketball championship, and then the Petrino thing. Those are the two biggest stories of my life. You could argue joining the SEC, but that's not, no. These were bigger. These were like bold-faced, giant, like headlines, total shock moments. Now, it was shocking to beat Duke. I know maybe people after the fact probably thought they expected it, but I mean,
it was
a shocking moment, and so was the Petrino thing.
That thing was the punctuation mark on a 10-year run there that was really weird.
Yeah.
When you go back to all the, you start with like Mustaine and that group and all the things that went on around that, the final, the final note was the Petrino thing. Yeah. And it closed the door on a very weird time in Arkansas athletics, especially the football program.
And opened the door on the worst era
of football.
In our, that we've ever seen.
I mean, those two things, I mean, that's not a coincidence. Those two things happened.
No. Everybody believes incorrectly that team was going to win the national title in 2012. They were not. Even if he was there, the coach, they were not going to win the national title. They may not have lost to ULM and thrown 40 passes
Colton
with a backup
Browning.
Quarterback in the second half. They weren't going to win
that team was flawed, especially on defense.
Everybody knows. I mean, people know it. They don't want to admit it. But that's the deal. It wasn't going to happen. But anyway,
you weren't beating LSU. You weren't beating Alabama that year. That was a generational Alabama team.
Never won a division that, some would argue he never won anything.
No, but what he did do was, I mean, they went from, what was Nutt's final year? They went 7-5. Then they went like 5-7, 7-5.
It may have been like one of those 7-6 things because they lost the bowl game. Yeah, they got their head handed to them by Missouri.
Yeah, it was the LSU game, and then they got their head handed to them by Missouri.
Tony Temple set a Cotton Bowl record, I believe, that's still
standing. He's still scoring. I mean, he had a very nice, he put the program back together, got a bunch of generational kids from the state of Arkansas that all came together at one time. It was the perfect cauldron.
It really was.
It hasn't happened very often. And
it may not happen again.
He had it, and it was good. I mean, was it 11? What was the year they won the Cotton Bowl? It was the year before. The year before when they went to the Sugar Bowl. Sugar Bowl lost, Cotton Bowl won. They were not on the same level with Alabama or LSU. That was the year those two teams played for the national title. They were not in that category. They played both of them, and they just weren't in that group. But they were in that next level right behind that group.
Yeah.
Lost to a good Ohio State team, you can argue whatever. I mean, selling gold pants today.
Well, that was a vacated loss.
Because they sold gold
So they
pants.
Actually won.
Yeah. No. I have the video.
Hey,
they lost the game.
You know what's going on over the weekend?
Huh.
Everybody around here is trying to insert themselves into Purdue's success.
Oh, come on.
And talking about that exhibition or whatever. And it was a fake game. It wasn't a real game. It doesn't count. Like, you didn't beat Duke and Purdue. You beat Duke in an actual game, and then the Purdue game happened, and you did score more points than them in a game that doesn't count. But it clearly had no effect on anything because Purdue's season didn't fall apart. They're going to the Final Four for the first time in 44 years, and Arkansas' season was not good. They had a losing record. So
how are they trying to insert themselves into it?
Well, everybody's like, you know, we beat that team. Television's across the state. Easter gatherings across the state yesterday. They had the game on. People were like, oh, you know, Arkansas beat that team.
Well, I mean,
it's a fake game they did.
They beat them, but here's what happened is they got better as the year went on. They got a lot better.
Arkansas
as the
got
year
worse.
Arkansas either stayed the same, got exposed, whatever you want to call it, but Purdue got better. And they did something between the Arkansas game and maybe, you know, mid-December. They stopped running the whole offense through Edey. The guards started playing.
Yeah.
That is a guard
Braden Smith runs
driven
that,
team.
Braden Smith, yeah. number three, runs that, yeah, runs that
is,
offense.
That
now,
is a
yeah.
guard-driven team, and Edey is there to clean up the junk.
Yep.
And when they need to, they can always go to him. And
right.
I was talking to somebody yesterday about this. Zach Edey will have a 10-year NBA career. Why? Why? Because Wembanyama's in the league.
He gets in the way. Yeah.
The only guy who can physically match up with Wembanyama is him.
I agree. Yeah.
So somebody will take a flyer on him. I'm not saying he's even an NBA talent, but at 7'4", he's got 6 fouls in the NBA.
Yeah,
and he can
right.
use them all on Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
But as long
and the
as,
way they hand out contracts, he may make $300 million.
He very well might. I remember how when Ralph Sampson was drafted, and Ralph Sampson and Victor Wembanyama, really similar type games. But everybody in the league freaked out. Like, what are we going to do with this guy? Because he was something that they'd never seen before. Well, here's the answer.
Well, to me, Edie's like Tree Rollins. Like, he's big.
Oh, Tree Rollins was a better player
well,
than
yeah,
Zach
but,
Edey.
Yeah, but he gets it. He's big and he gets in the way, and he'll play forever. Yeah. If his knees hold up, that's the only thing.
If Edey stays healthy, he will have a job in the NBA guarding that guy. Somebody in the Spurs division will draft him simply to defend him. Yeah. Use those 6 fouls.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So
and he's kind of mysterious. Like, he never talks.
Canada. He's from Canada.
He never talks. Yeah. And when he does, he dropped the F-bomb on TV yesterday, which I'm not offended by.
He played a year at IMG.
Yeah.
And he was good enough to go to Purdue. So, and he's National Player of the Year. He'll probably win it this year. And he's in the Final Four, man. That's a hell of a career.
Well, but, you know, you get to be pretty good, Zach, when they let you stay in the lane for 8 seconds.
Oh,
I mean,
stop it. that dude, Adu from Tennessee, killed Arkansas. Killed them.
Well,
and he could do nothing with
you. Here's why I can't get with rooting for the SEC, because it doesn't help Arkansas to have Alabama in the Final Four. Or to have Tennessee right there, you know, Elite Eight, a couple, 3 possessions away from the Final Four. That does not help Arkansas. That helps Alabama. That helps Tennessee. It does not help Arkansas. So I can't, this is another, there are so many cons to rooting for the conference. So I think we've run out of room to list them all. But the money thing is minuscule. We're talking $1 million maybe per school. It's nothing. It'll pay for the fine when you storm the field or the court the next time out. But the competitive thing, like, how does Arkansas get better by Alabama being in the Final Four? It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It gets harder to do the thing because Nate Oates just beat you at your own game. Mm-hmm. They had 9 new dudes that didn't know each other in the portal, and then they go to the Final Four. Beat you at your own game. That's not good.
Here's the thing about Nate Oates is you've got Nate Oates right now has a better resume than Eric Musselman does. As far as draft picks go,
that doesn't help Arkansas.
No, not at all. You want him to lose.
Right.
At every turn, you want him to lose. Hacker points out Joe Klein played in the league for the very same reason Zach Edey was. Don't sell Joe Klein short. Joe Klein was a hell of a player.
Yeah.
In a different time, in a different era.
When the center was the focus of the offense back then.
That dude's got a gold medal. He's got world championship rings. Joe Klein was a very skilled player. Towards the end of his career, yes, he was a physical down, you know, Rasheed Wallace will tell you. I mean, his whole job at the end of his career was to play good low post defense. But at the beginning of his career, Joe could, I mean, he could step out and hit, you know, a good mid-range jumper. He was a good player.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't root for the league because it's not good for Arkansas if Alabama's in the Final Four. Or if Tennessee had made the Final Four. If you had 2 SEC teams in the Final Four, that doesn't help Arkansas.
No, it means you're not one of them.
Right.
It means you're in a different.
It helps Tennessee and it helps Alabama. It doesn't help Arkansas.
Right.
So I can't get with that. With the whole roof of the conference.
Nate Oates is a hell of a coach. I mean, you cannot argue this. He is a hell of a coach. He might be the best coach in the SEC. Yeah, I mean, he might be.
Oh, I mean, he took the Musselman model, which is bringing a bunch of transfers, and he took it further than Musselman has. He went to the Final Four.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done it. Now, they're going to get beat by 35 by UConn, at least. Maybe 40.
So
they made turbo clock.
So Saban retiring has made Alabama basketball.
Yes,
school,
that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, absolutely.
I think they're going to get just throttled by UConn. I really do. The second
game's the better game.
I watched a lot of UConn this year, and I just wasn't overwhelmed. But man, they're playing their best basketball right now, and Hurley's got them.
The second
up.
Game is the better game.
It is.
DJ Young versus Zach Edey is going to be a show. That's going to be fun.
So.
What's That's going to be fun.
Well, Edey was talking yesterday in his post game about how Rick Barnes overlooked him. Dude, you were a 3-star from IMG. You never played.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Burns, he went to Tennessee, then transferred to North Carolina State.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, everybody needs something, I guess, to motivate them.
It's UConn. It's us against the world. That's what they say.
Here's a text that says all this talk is swaying recruits away from Arkansas.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's right.
Again, we'll apologize to Jerry and Alma for swaying recruits
and everyone else like him. I don't want to pick on him. He apologized for that.
But
there are many people that feel that way, and they're all incorrect. That's the polite way to say that. Let's see here. I still haven't got my email from Ty about the parking situation tomorrow.
Dude. You're screwed.
Well, just give me $12.
You want me
and we'll
to put it on
him.
Our agenda for a 9:15 meeting I'm not attending tomorrow?
Please don't.
I'll get it for you.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
All right, we've got Clay Henry with us now here on Ruskin and Zach. Clay, good afternoon.
Well, hello. It's good to be here.
Good to have you with us. And as we mentioned last hour, we'll mention again, Clay will be writing a weekly column absolutely free on hitthatline.com starting today. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not working for free, but people can read it for free.
Right. Yeah, you can read it for free.
It's not pro bono.
No, nor should it be with someone as accomplished as you are.
Well, I'm tickled to death that, you know, I've been doing radio with some form of, you know, with Tommy for, God, I guess maybe 30 years. You know, if you go back to, we were on his stations, you know, in Fort Smith back in the Chuck Barrett days, and then Bo's show was on there, and He asked me to write. I was like, well, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
I've been behind a paywall forever and ever. This is going to be kind of cool. And there may be some people I don't want to read it, but I always kind of felt good that you guys, you know, y'all probably weren't subscribers to Hogs Illustrated, so y'all couldn't read my stuff. And then therefore you didn't talk about me, which was maybe in a good way. But now, since I work with you, y'all treat me kinder. I don't know if y'all realize that or not.
I had a bootleg Hogs Illustrated subscription.
You
so
did?
I did read. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I wasn't a paying customer. I was like DQ back in the day.
Freeloader.
That's right. Yeah.
How many of those did you have?
Just the one. No, I think I got Tommy's subscription. I got access through that. Anyway.
You know, I feel pretty good. In the last week, I've gotten email confirmation for all these outfits that I canceled. So it's worked. I did it.
Wow.
I'm free.
Wow.
It was like 7 or 8 subscriptions that I canceled.
Wow.
Netflix, Paramount Plus.
So what do you watch?
We still have streaming.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you how we get streaming. DQ would be proud of us.
Wow. Criminals flocking together.
I don't have a single subscription
DQ, in my name. See, I listened to you and I learned.
Wow. Learning from the best, DQ. You know, they say imitation is the best form of flattery.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just like my whole life. You know, somebody taught me how to use those computers. I learned. I did it. Yep.
I feel like we're creating, game we're committing a crime game. Here, a cyber crime. But you know, it's petty, petty larceny.
I think what I've got is we do have a subscription that I pay for, but it's greatly reduced because I threatened cancellation to DirecTV. So we have that, and then we also have a subscription, kind of like what DQ has, that's streaming, that enables us to watch some other channels, and I think that's YouTube TV.
Did you cancel your Flow Sports subscription?
I did that.
Okay, yep. Good. All right. Yep. That's one that usually flies.
That's one of those that you buy, and then if you really got it going on, you cancel it in about 30 seconds because you have it for a month, which is all you need.
Right,
it's a 1 month subscription. So I was taught, I can't remember who taught me that, maybe Matt Jones, Whole Hog Sports, Matt Jones. It's like you subscribe and then you immediately cancel. But so you have it for 30 days.
Right.
Okay.
And that keeps you from 3 weeks later. It's like, well, I got to remember to cancel that.
Yeah. And then you got to put a note in your phone.
And that's what they bank on.
Yeah.
That's what they bank on.
Yeah. The whole business model.
Yeah. I did miss a subscription this weekend. So I really, when I'm traveling, I've always enjoyed catching up on, you know, PGA Tour Live. That's part of your XM satellite radio. But I canceled that. So I got in my truck after the football scrimmage Saturday and going home. And it was before the baseball game came on. And I'm like, well, I'll see how Taylor Moore's doing Houston Open, which he finished second, by the way, Razorback Taylor Moore. You know, pushed him over $1 million for the year. How about that? You just have an average year and you're way over $1 million.
I got to learn to swing it again. I got to get out. I got to get
senior tour for you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
You and Bernhard Langer be out
really?
There. That'd be a show right there.
And he will beat you for another 20 years.
He probably will. Yeah. Yes, that's true. He is he's superior. I don't know how he does it, but he's
German.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm timeless. German.
Yeah, you're German, right?
Yes.
Irish-German?
Irish-German.
Okay, all right.
Irish-German.
A lot of internal conflict going on here.
I knew there was a reason why I feared you.
No, I just, you know, get angry and then, you know, we like to drink a little bit. Yep. But it's fine. Yeah. It all's well.
Very good. All right, so let's talk about it. The column is up now on hitthatline.com with Clay breaking down the spring practice was open on Saturday, and you spent a lot of time focusing on the offense and Bobby Petrino.
Well, more specific, the offensive tackles.
Right.
And, you know, the first team offense was paired against the first team defense, which, you know, the thought is that those defensive ends are legit. You know, Lance, you know, it's they've got two or three defensive ends that are SEC caliber, and you can see. And in fact, we really rated the defensive ends too high last spring and summer because they were going against the offensive tackles. Well, now it's a stalemate. So that, you know, immediately tells you that, you know, this is a step up for these guys, Fernando Carmona and Keyshawn Blackstone. Keystone transferred from Michigan State. Carmona transferred from San Jose State. A lot of people wanted these two guys, and they are terrific. You can watch them move their feet and mirror the defensive end so that there's not an advantage. And they can set the pocket. And, you know, there is a pocket. And there was a sack with the first team, but it was because the quarterback kind of ran around a little bit and was trying to find, you know, a big play and held it too long. Somebody touched him, and, you know, immediately. And the other reason why I was on the sideline, so I could be close enough to hear Bobby Petrino. And there's some things he says you can't write down because you can't use them. And then there's some that, you know, it's pertinent. And he's like, you know, we don't take sacks. And, you know, that goes back to watching Ryan Mallett. They hardly ever took a sack. And it was because they had protection, or they would throw it away, or they would complete it. You know, one of those three things. So it was a fun day. I'm not saying these guys are great. I'm not saying they're about to win 10 games, but they've got a chance with these two guys now.
Blackstone was an interior guy.
He looks like a tackle to me.
Does he? Okay, I was going to ask. Yeah. I mean, when I saw the height and weight, you're like, okay, that's the road grader type that they're looking for. But
they're the same size. Both of them are 6'5", 325. They're exactly the same.
Okay.
Or 6'6". And when they move their feet, like I said, they can mirror the defensive ends. They've got the length in their arms. They can set it wide. And I only saw one time either one of them got beat to the inside, and that ball was gone immediately, so it was not a problem. And on plays to the outside, they could get to the boundary. They sweeps or any kind of, pass to the flat. You saw those guys, and when they got to a cornerback, they buried them. And that's good feet. When you cornerbacks can usually make those offensive tackles miss because they do have great feet. And if the offensive tackle can get to the corner, then you've got something. And, again, I'm not saying they're great. And I don't know how much blitz stuff Travis Williams was in. It might have been highly scripted. But, you know, last year watching the offensive line, it made you want to go home early. I wanted to stay and watch these guys because they're good.
You can't get a whole lot as far as, you know, like you were talking about game plan wise, but you can start to get an idea of how Bobby Petrino thinks, what his personnel groupings are like. You know, last year there was a lot of talk about the running back room and how great the running back room was. It didn't quite pan out that way, but every stop he's been, he's had a guy that you could turn around and hand it off to 20 times in a game. You know, whether it was Michael Bush or Nile Davis or any one of those guys, I mean, you could just turn around and hand the ball to these guys and get yards when they need to. Who's that guy this year?
Yeah, I think that they have a nice set of running backs. And, you know, I've said this from the word go, you better have more than two or three. And, boy, I remember in 1978 sitting down with Tom Osborne, you know, in the Big Eight Skyriders tour, and we had watched a scrimmage. And they played seven. They called them I-backs. And
that'd be the I-am
they played
days.
Seven. It might not have been I am hip. It might have been Mike Rozier.
He's a good.
Well, he won the Heisman. Yeah.
He won in '83. He's good.
Yeah, but it's like they had a set of them that they could have. And he says you need seven. Well, I was like, oh my gosh. Well, whoever was sixth in that group end up being the starter when they played Oklahoma at the end of the year. You know, rest your case, man. You better have them because when they start going down, you better be able to say next, and they better be good. But the two that I thought would really fit a lot of the stuff that Petrino likes to do when he just says, okay, we're going to run the ball. We don't really care. This isn't, we're not in our drop back passing mode. It's time to run out the clock, and who do we have that we can hand the ball to, and they're going to get their pads down, and they're going to run through a linebacker and make 2, 3, 4 yards. The Utah transfers, last name is Jackson. I think it's Jaquindon. He can do that, and his pads are about 10 inches off the ground when he makes his cut. He is, you know, one of those guys that is going to move the pile, and linebackers are not going to like him. Safeties are not going to like him. I don't think he's going to go 80, but I think they've got a guy that on third and one and fourth and inches that you can call his name. And I really like Braylon Russell, you know, who's, you know, I think he came from Benton. Is that right?
Yep, yeah. I have a question about
him. He's about, you know, they list him at 240. I don't think he's quite that big. I think he's more like 232, 233. But he has speed, and he made a run late in the scrimmage, and he just splattered people. you know, they're just laying in his wake. And I mean, these are guys that played in the SEC last year, and you just don't want to tackle that guy. That was an hour 50 into the scrimmage. So you can say end of a half, and you're worn out, and you put that guy out there, and he is tough.
I have a question about him, and I know some coaches that coached against him in high school. Mm-hmm. He's never been a high carry, a high volume guy. And, you know, obviously he's not going to carry it 20, 25 times, but durability was an issue. He split time when he was in high school.
He's going to take hits.
Yeah. And he's a guy that had, you know, 10, 12 carries a game, but he would always, you know, be sort of the finisher. Was the way that they used him at Benton.
Well, that's what he looked like Saturday.
Okay, that was my question. Is this your short yardage guy?
Well, if
he reminds me of Broderick Green. That's who he reminds me of.
Similar to that, but so does Jackson. Is similar to that. He's a 225, 230 guy. And again, if you remember Ben Cowens, mm-hmm. when he would go north and south, those pads – you know, he'd be bent at the waist, bent at the knees, his pads are down, and you didn't like that if you're on defense. There's nothing to tackle. And, I mean, you could just hear, you know, the contact, and the pile moves a little bit. And you don't want guys that are running into the hole and they're standing straight up and down. Those are the guys that don't last in the SEC, because you're going to get a shot at their ribs. He's the guy hitting the ribs, both of those, with the way they ran their pads. And I'm down on the field. I'm right there, you know, close to it. You can hear it. You can see it. And again, this doesn't mean they're about to win 10 games. It means they're better. And they're physical in the backfield room. And I think Petrino likes their talent. He doesn't like all of the reads of the quarterbacks. You can hear him. You know, it's like, you know, when they had a sack, it was because of the guy held the ball. You know, we don't take sacks. And there was some adjectives strung in there with it. And they got the message. And I guarantee you, you know, those quarterbacks, their heads might be facing the other way. Bobby had sunglasses on. But I guarantee you, they felt the pierceness of his eyes through their helmets. They know he's there, and everything, you know, is accountability. But it looks like they're having fun. They like their quarterback. You can tell on the sideline, and I watched that. That's another reason I wanted to be on the field. You know, I worked in and out through the bench area. I mean, I had access down there, and they look like they're having fun. And you know, it's a game. You should have fun. I'm not sure they had any fun last year.
So the fans didn't have much fun either last year. We're talking with Clay Henry here, your drive home powered by Mr. Sparky. So, you know, so the internet was wrong again when they said Petrino was kinder and gentler now at practices.
No, well, the internet. Who is the internet?
Well, I don't know. People were trying to rationalize this move by saying he's a changed person and on and on. I want him to be, if he's going to be successful, I want him to be him. Okay, you know what I mean?
Now, here's what you want. You want somebody that is mean and nasty and holds people accountable. You don't want somebody that has meltdowns. There's a difference.
Yeah.
So I think that there were times that he had meltdowns. I don't see that. Now, we're not very deep into this thing.
Right.
So, you know, he can still have meltdowns. But to the best of my knowledge, there hasn't been any of that. And we heard about some of the confrontations in staff rooms. There hasn't been any of that. They know what they're tasked to do. So, guys, they're all fighting for their jobs. There's two ways that can happen. You can fight together, or you can break apart at the seams. Right now, they look like they're fighting together. I'm talking about the coaches and the players. You start losing games, we'll see. But I've seen one practice, 2 hours and 15 minutes. That's all I've seen. So, you know, take that for what it is, that that was the glimpse that I got Saturday. I'm going to go back and watch. I'm not in Fayetteville, so it takes a little effort for me to get there. It's about 3 hours. I'm going to go back and watch Saturday scrimmage. It's open. There weren't a lot of people there, but I think when you scrimmage at 8:30, that's problematic for most of the people around the state. That means for a lot of people, either go the night before. Not many people are going to go the night before for a scrimmage. So I think there'll be a few more people at this Saturday, and then there'll be, you know, a few more for the spring game.
We've successfully gone 19 minutes without mentioning the quarterback situation. It feels like...
No, I think I did. I think I talked about him a little bit.
Well, yeah. We're going to talk about
good
it.
Good for us.
Yeah. So it feels like Green is your one, and then the rest of the room's going to have to sort itself out. The question is, in a couple of weeks, portal opens up. You know, guys could jump. You may lose a guy here and there, but who's that, you know, who's two behind Green?
I think they're still sorting that out. They're you see Green take the first team snaps, and then you see Criswell and Singleton split the second team stats. I mean, it's or snaps and stats. There's not been any separation there, and this is the way I would handle it. I think they'll name a starter. I do not think they'll name a backup. I think they'll say, we're going to continue to work, y'all, together. We're going to split it. They don't have to say, you're the two and you're the three. Why would you do that? In fact, if they do that, if they give a depth chart out and one says second, one's third, you're inviting the third teamer to leave. So why would you do that? I think you'll split it, and then you'll split it again, you know, in the fall. And at some point in fall camp, there may be some separation. There may not. They're a little different. I think Criswell's more of a slinger. You want to see him throw it. You know, the deep outs and stuff. You know, like really got the, you know, the arm speed. And then I think that Singleton looks like, and I wrote this in my column today. When he runs the ball, he's got some craftiness. He's not just a straight line runner, although he's got zip. He's fast. But he makes people miss, and he sets up, you know, the defenders a little bit like Felix Jones did. You know, Darren was, hey, I'm going to run through your shoulder. And Felix wanted to outrun you, but he could set his foot and, you know, and be a crafty runner. And that's what I see out of Singleton. When he goes, he's gonna hit a straight line, and then he's gonna all at once. It's like, where is he? Where's he going? Now, he just broke somebody's ankle, because he's gonna set you up. But he can throw the deep pass, but I think Criswell is a little better, you know, at kind of slinging around the field than he is. But that's not all three of them. They've got their talents as far as, you know, arm strength, arm ability. Like to see Green a little better in a tight window, and he's a little bit like Mallett in that, you know, some of the touch passes he hasn't, you know, exactly got what Bobby wants. It's like, how did you miss that guy? You know, sometimes you just need to loop it over, you know, the linebacker in the flat instead of trying to throw it through, and Mallett did that sometimes. Or was, you know, just a little bit off on that swing pass, and you're just like, man, the guy's wide open, but he, you know, he threw it a little too hard.
Yeah. We're talking with Clay Henry here on Ruskin and Zach. Again, Clay writing a column for us each week at hitthatline.com, and the first one is up talking about Clay saw there at the practice on Saturday.
It's really not the first one.
Oh, it isn't?
So I wrote one while Tommy was on vacation, is kind of, all right, let me see if you like this. I didn't really want him to commit until I wrote something. And I think that'll go up sometime, you know, in the next few days, and it's about basketball.
Hold on a second. Tommy made you try out?
No, I wanted to.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is this what I can do, or do you like this? And he'd already said he wanted it. But I was like, I want you to see it, and this is, you know, this is what I'm going to do. It's going to be a column, and and part of it, I was like, I'm going to send it to you, and then you think about what you want to call it.
Yeah.
And I really liked the decision he made. You know, he was throwing around names for the column, and I just, can't you just say Clay Henry? I mean, that's that's okay. And I was scared to death that he was going to send me a name for the column that Ty had come up with.
Well, that's, well, the first sign
that is risky.
Been,
yeah,
it would have been misspelled. That's
see, now that would have kind of gave me a clue that I shouldn't be doing
right.
it.
Right. Yeah.
So that was the, you know, that was kind of what was going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Clay, we're getting a lot of texts here. This one coming from Pennsylvania out of the 717. What they're hearing you say is Arkansas is going 14-0.
That's not what he said.
That's what the, that's, I'm just, this is what
I think
hearing.
I was
very clear.
Clarified.
Yeah.
Not even 10, not much less 14.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard you. But, you know, people hear what they want to hear, Clay.
Just remember, when you are scrimmaged against yourself, you are scrimmaging against yourself. You're the measuring stick. Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Texas, Tennessee. You didn't see your team against those teams. And what we know about the portal is if you're trying, you're at least too deep.
Yeah.
There should be no position. You should have starters. You should have backups because you can go buy them in the offseason. If you know that you need a backup safety, go get you one. Yep. And there's no doubt it doesn't have to be a high school player. It can be a 22-year-old.
Here's JT out of Hot Springs on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. I'm hearing Clay say this is an SEC championship caliber team.
Not what he said.
I'm just telling you what they're saying. They out there
now
saying.
People are just messing with us.
Well, so they're not very smart. Let's just be honest. They're not. You know, it's not my fault.
No, I thought it was completely fair. I didn't think it was.
I did not make any judgments.
Right.
I didn't say anybody was great.
Well, you know what I.
But they've gone to. I don't want to watch this. To maybe I want to watch it.
There
that's,
you go.
That's what I said.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the last paragraph, right?
And my other thing that I'll take away.
Did
here,
you get to the last paragraph?
I did get to. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I started at the last paragraph, and then we're.
And that's my fault. If you don't get to the last paragraph, that's my fault.
Well, in my case, it's my fault because you know I'm lazy. But I mean, no, it's a great thing, and you can read it on hitthatline.com. My other takeaway, Clay, though, is you really love doing this stuff. Like you could,
it's the fun stuff. I mean, I want to go watch. I enjoy going to practice still.
But you still enjoy writing. Like there are people.
Oh, so the writing is what I like.
The people say that's the worst part. That it's like some people say it's like torture. Like you know, the keyboard has teeth and it's like eating their hands. But you love that part of it.
So that took an hour.
Wow. An hour.
Thousand words. No, I mean, that's what it just happens. If you write on deadline, you better be able to do that in 45 minutes to an hour. If you can't, you're not worth having.
Is Tommy giving you a deadline?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I have a deadline because I need to get back to tying flies at the shop.
Oh, that's right.
Here's a text.
They're not going to tie themselves.
Text of the 479 says, after this segment, Arkansas Edge will be working on SEC championship travel packages.
Oh, come on. Come on. I liked it, Clay, and I'm glad you're still doing this stuff because it's – and I'm glad it's free for people to read.
That's,
hit that line.
That's, you know, you still want to be relevant. You still want to, you know, I want people to read it. And, you know, it's like whatever, you know, it's in if we're going to we want to have something to talk about, then why not write something that makes people talk?
There so, you go.
And I don't know if I did that or not, but I enjoyed. So everybody said, do you like the writing? I said, I like the challenge of going and assessing and then writing.
Yeah.
You know, you need something to test your eyes. You know, like, can you find out what this guy – and, I mean, it's not easy to watch an offensive lineman and decide is he can he play or can he not play? You know, it's not – that's the toughest part. And I think for coaches, that is unbelievably hard is to assess big man, because we all know that in high school, there is nothing to test a big man, because you got one, they don't. And yep. they're going to cream the guy on the right, Zach. You've seen
yeah.
it
yeah.
in high school. If you've got a 320 pounder, they're going to cream the guys on the other team.
Yeah, I was also.
And so you don't know what they're going to do against another 320 pounder.
You also, and then I've had coaches tell me this all the time during spring practice or whatever it is, that, you know, hey, you see a 50 yard touchdown, that's great, but your defense got beat.
You gave it up.
So yeah, you, spring practice is just so finding
out
what they're.
I tell you what really impresses you. The first series, they had Luke Haas, the tight end, who, you know, made plays as a freshman until he got hurt. He's going down the sideline. There's a guy on his hip. The safety's coming across, and they threw a pass. Taylen Green threw a pass at the pylon, and it came down into the window where he could get it, and the two defensive backs who were a yard away couldn't touch it. Now, when you make that play against two guys that have played in the SEC, then you say, this guy making play.
Yeah.
You know Haas can play, right?
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.